If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. And let me tell you something. It's been so much fun these first couple weeks in January, kind of hanging out, getting the year started right, looking at my technology, looking at my acquisition criteria for real estate investing. And I'm thinking to myself, it's going to be an awesome 2018. It's going to be a year where my partners and I are able to explode our portfolios. We're able to understand the markets that we want to expand to, maybe test those out a little bit with a little bit of wholesaling, maybe a little bit of flipping, and also understand where we're buying apartment complexes. So structuring good GP-LP relationships to make that happen. And it's going to be a year of activity. I think if there are two words that I'd describe this year for myself and my partners, it's structure and activity. And maybe a third word would probably be content. So if you're kind of feeling the real estate world and you're like, hey, I might want to check it out this year is going to be my year to invest or buy a rental property or wholesale a deal or do a flip or, you know, buy that 1,200 unit apartment complex, then you know what? You're going to have a lot of questions about it. And most importantly, you want to get educated. So do a couple of things for me as a favor, just for listening in and just all the awesome information that you're going to get from my guests today and just myself as well. Check me out. You can check me out anywhere online. I'm like on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Instagram. Just Google me. You'll find me. But also check out Think Realty, all right? Go to thinkrealty.com and there's so many videos. I've done a lot of training videos about how you can use social media to your benefit, how you can wholesale deals, how you can structure the right capital, how you can pitch your real estate deals to hard money lenders and conventional financiers. So there's a lot that goes into real estate investing for one to be successful. And Think Realty is my way of putting it out there that you absolutely can be. I've partnered with Think Realty because I believe that they have what it takes to put the right education pieces together so you have the best chance of winning. Gone are the days where you have to pay the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 in fees just so you can benefit from a little bit of real estate investing education. You don't have to do that anymore. Check out thinkrealty.com. It's where I live. And when it comes to executing as well, again, there's so much stuff behind the scenes that happens. It's not just your TV, hey, I'm going to look at three houses and renovate, and all of a sudden I'm making $10,000 or $15,000, $20,000 on a flip. There's so much more that goes into that. And quite frankly, I get frustrated a little bit when I hear somebody saying, well, I only looked at three properties, Abby. You know, I only looked at three properties, and out of the three, I couldn't choose any. Well, let me tell you something. My guest today, Tom Olson, he and I have looked at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of properties before even deciding to purchase a couple or even make an offer on 5 or 10 or 15 so we can buy the one or two that actually makes sense. It hasn't even finished being the end of January. January hasn't even finished yet, and I'm about to pull my hair up because this is how frustrated I am from people emailing me saying I'm only looking at three properties to make a decision to buy one. Come on now. You know better. So my objective with the conversation with Tom Olson today is to help kind of reframe what we should be doing as real estate investors or even as potential real estate investors. Do you want to rent? Are you a rental investor? Do you want to buy and rent properties? Do you want to flip properties? My guest today, Tom Olson, has bought and sold over 1,200 homes, and he started construction when he was only 12 years old. He's rehabbed over 700 homes. He's writing a bunch of articles, currently one for Think Realty magazine about the investor and contractor relationships. So there's a lot of stuff here that I feel is gold. Just coming off the new year, I think it's great to talk about and to start engaging in. And if you're an experienced investor, you know what? This is going to be a great refresher for you. And I guarantee you'll probably learn something new as well. My buddy Tom Olson is founder of the Olson Group and Good Success. He has a regular podcast and an active turnkey ebook. He also has a mastermind that meets very regularly to talk about what's working in the real estate investing world and what isn't working as well. Also, make sure next month in February, we are going to Dallas. If you want to shake my hand, Tom's hand, all the sponsors, all of the Think Realty coaches, meet us. Seriously, go to thinkrealty.com, click on events, click on Dallas. It's the 24th, 25th, 26th of February. Make sure you come out, shake my hand. You know what? I think it would be awesome if when you're registering for this event that you put in the code name ABHI. It's a super secret agent code. You type in ABHI when you are registering for the event in Dallas in February. And it would just tell me that you love me because I love you. And I guarantee you that would mean the world to me. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest, Tom Olson, right now. Tom, you with me?
Hey, ABHI.
Hey, so I have one question that I always ask all my guests before we start talking, and that is, are you in a real estate of mind?
Oh my goodness, I am today. I'll tell you what, yesterday we spent 12 hours in basically an all-day meeting just focusing on our teams and all of the companies that we have. We come together in a yearly meeting, and the whole day we were setting up our yearly goals, trying to figure out what are the key issues we need to solve, what personnel we need to put in place to be able to do the hundreds of deals that we do every year, to be able to put on the mastermind, to be able to do everything that we do, focusing on our core values and why we do what we do and making sure that everything that we do in our business points back to those core values. And I'm actually leaving today to go on a cruise with a Financial Friends Network that actually, and it's all about real estate. So if you ask me if I'm in the real estate mind, I'm definitely in the real estate mind today.
And it's tough for people like us kind of not to be in the real estate of mind. And I'd encourage all of our listeners to start thinking about what a real estate of mind means to you. You know, it's one of those things just to say, yeah, I'm thinking about actually investing. But it's another thing to do, like what you're saying, Tom, is to go to these conferences to explore the depths of our mind and say, hey, I'm going to look inward and really kind of figure out what that means. So before we have maybe about a minute and a half before we have to go to break, and then we're really going to like get into the nuts and bolts of what you've done and some of the trends that you're seeing in the marketplace when we come back. But tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Tom Olson. I own the Olson Group. And inside the Olson Group of companies, we actually have Olson Property Services, which is our property management company, Olson Construction Management Services, which is a construction management company who's done over 700 rehabs. And our niche for that company is really just for working for the real estate investor in the Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland area. And then we have the Good Success Mastermind. Good Success for me is a lot larger proposition long term. It is really talking about having the right kind of success and why you do what you do, focusing on, you know, realizing what your purpose on this earth really is, and then also helping you reach your potential in that purpose. So that's really who I am and what I do. At the end of the day, I really want to be a conduit of God's love and grace that He's bestowed upon me, and I want to be able to spread what I've been given to others. I want to be a conduit, not a bucket. I want to be able to, I don't have to have. I work to have to give.
That's awesome. I mean, and I feel like the fact that you found that is not only very inspirational, because I feel a lot of people want that, right? We're so caught up sometimes in just chasing that dollar instead of really focusing in on, like, hey, we're here to give, we're here to contribute, we're here to do more than just flip real estate, because it's not only about flipping real estate. Quite frankly, it's about the impact that we make Absolutely. As a result of it. Tom, we're going to be right back. Think Realty listeners, here's what I want you to do. Check out Tom. Go to goodsuccess.com. Show him some love. And also, if you're near the 84 Lumber Stores or Barnes & Noble, pick to have a chance. Get a copy of the Think Realty magazine. It's so much fun. I write for it. And there's so many awesome articles in it. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text on air to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty listeners, we are back. My guest today is Tom Olson with the Olson Group. Check him out. Go to goodsuccess.com. And Tom and I were kind of talking during the break, and I found out something very interesting about Tom. He has a secret identity. Something to the likes of Superman, Wonder Woman, the Ninja Turtles, Spider-Man, and even Captain America. He rivals them all. He is also known as Captain Awesome. Tom, how did you get this name of Captain Awesome? Because quite frankly, now I'm jealous, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to talk to the Think Realty production team, and I'm going to say, listen, guys and gals, I need a very similar awesome stage name. Is what it's called, stage name, nickname, maybe kind of identity?
I'm glad that you said you're jealous of me, because I was actually jealous of you. At the beginning, you talked about there's a secret code word to get into Think Realty, and that was like to put the obby code in or something. So, like, at least we're equal there a little bit with the jealousy going on here. But I'm not even honestly sure how that came about. To make you more jealous, it's my wife that actually named me the Captain Awesome. So, I mean, that's definitely high up there with who would name you Captain Awesome. So, my wife embarrassed me in another mastermind group at one point, and then it kind of spread, and now I'm known as that in a couple different groups that I'm in. So, I guess it is what it is, and you know, I can't deny it, I guess, but I just got to own it, right?
No, you got to own it for sure. So you have sold over 1,200 homes. You have a business that has renovated over 700 homes, and you've done a lot of fix and flips. So you're like the ninja of real estate investors. You know what's kind of coming. You can predict trends. You know how to work with contractors. You're writing an article currently for Think Realty about the investor and the contractor relationship. And Think Realty listeners, make sure that you pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. You can find it available also at most 84 lumber stores as well. So definitely check it out. It's an awesome magazine to be reading just to have the right information that you need for the real estate investing world, especially if you're just getting into it on a very regular basis. So I'm a really big fan of that type of education. But Tom, help me understand a little bit about how crucial that investor-contractor relationship is.
Sure. And I guess it kind of goes back to my own personal story. So I started in construction, and that's kind of where I got in this whole thing. So I started actually working in construction when I was 12 years old. And at the same time in my life, I read a book that probably changed the course of what I would do, and it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Most of us has probably read that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right?
Yep.
So I read that when I was 12 years old, and I know that might sound like, oh, that's a weird book for a 12-year-old to read, but I was kind of a weird kid in high school, I guess, because all the books I was interested in reading had nothing to do with sports. And even though I was in sports, I didn't really read all the biographies like some of my other friends were doing. And I was reading business books and how to become a better person and self-help and listening to people like Jim Rome and Zig Ziglar when I was in high school. So, way back then, I read this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I thought to myself, man, I can do that. If I'm a contractor and I know how to do the operational part, which I'm going to tell you, Avi, like the hardest part the hardest part is that construction. That is like where all the value is at, and it's where nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to do it, because it's hard. It's the hard thing to do. It's the hard thing to deal with subcontractors and to work with city permits and then, like, have three different inspectors tell you three different things about the exact same house at different times. But for me, I thought, you know, another man in my life at the same time, when I was in high school, he came up to me after a basketball game and he said, you know what? You don't score the most points and you don't get the most rebounds, but every single game you score points. Every single game you get rebounds. Every single game you set picks. Every single game you are hustling your butt off. And he's like, you are the most valuable player in this team because you're willing to do what nobody else is willing to do. And really, like, that conversation changed my life in that year. And I thought to myself, hey, if I can be the most valuable player on any team, if I'm willing to do what nobody else is willing to do. So I've developed many relationships with contractors. Like I said, I decided I was going to be that middle operations part of the real estate game. And then from there, like, that's kind of where most of my original connections started from. Most of my original connections started from me being the contractor, going out and reaching out to investors. And I told them, hey, if I can help you find a house, if I can then rehab the house for you, and then if I can hook you up with the right realtor to sell the house, would you be willing to give me the rehab? That's all I wanted at the time. I didn't realize how much value the other pieces were at the time. When I started doing that in my 20s, now I do, and now I would love to find contractors that would be willing to help me find houses and get them sold. Right, Abby?
If you're telling me you had all those three things right now, I would. I mean, where do I sign up, Tom? Like, that would be that would totally make me happy. You would have my business.
Yeah, and actually, I even do that for people today. So I still do that for people. I still find houses for them. But now I wholesale to them, so I make a little bit of money when I wholesale to them, and then I also help sell them on the back end. So I've decided to continue doing that thing that I used to do, but I know how much value it is, and I know as a real estate investor myself how hard it is to do the other pieces as well. So what I think, though, in this, I'm going to talk about this in this article, is I think there's a big misconception from the real estate investor what is their responsibility when they're talking to a contractor. And vice versa. A lot of times every investor thinks that every contractor is trying to rip them off, but at the same time you have all these contractors that think that the investor is just wanting them to lowball the prices and they're not being fair. So what I think there needs to come up with is the right expectation and the right, like, what's fair for both parties, but also how can the investor be of value to the contractor? How can the investor teach the contractor how to be a better investor, really? Because a lot of times investors walk through houses and they miss, like, half the stuff that really cost all the money in a rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, how can the contractor understand that they hold value in this whole realm and go to investors and say, hey, I can help you make money? So to me, it's more about a collaboration effort to bring the investor relationship together with the contractor and understand that both sides bring a tremendous amount of value. And if you'll focus on the value that you can give to each other, like, both parties can double, triple, quadruple, 10x their business.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we take a look at now in Atlanta, where I live, it's a very hot real estate market. And everybody wants to be either a flipper or somebody that is going to buy, maybe do a little bit of renovation, and then rent the house out. Great. I have no problem with either. But what they're not necessarily paying attention to are the people that they're bringing on their team and the type of relationship that they have, say, with their contractors and even their subcontractors. You know, do they treat them well on site, or do they kind of embarrass them on site? Are they on site saying, hey, you know what? I know we talked about this price, Mr. and Mrs. Contractor, but, you know, I don't really feel like paying you. And I can totally understand the perspective of the contractor then saying, hey, now I have all these investors. Sure, you know, when the real estate market gets hot, now we have every single investor out there who just wants my contracting services, so I'm going to be a little bit defensive in who I work with. So after the break, I want to talk about how do we build those relationships to be really solid relationships, because, you know, otherwise, like you said, Tom, the biggest part of any real estate deal is this renovation piece. It's finding the right team and, most importantly, finding the right people to get the work done. Think Realty Listeners, listen up. Here's what you got to do. Go to goodsuccess.com. Visit my buddy Tom Olson. Show him some love online. If you want to get in touch with me, do it. Find me anywhere on social. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Where am I not? Or you can just go to abigolhar.com and make sure you check out Think Realty. Awesome education coupled with my sweet videos will make you money. I'm sure of it. Just got to take a lot of action. You know where to go, thinkrealty.com. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? We're back. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Tom Olson with the Olson Group and Good Success. You have to check out goodsuccess.com. I think you'll get a lot of value from it. You can find him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. He also has a podcast called Good Success, and it's on iTunes. Make sure that you check it out. If you have any questions for me about scaling your flipping business, about your acquisition criteria, about getting started with real estate investing, and you just don't really know where to go, get in touch with me. You can find me anywhere online. Just Google me or just, you'll find me, believe me. Everybody listening, I believe, can stalk me online, or at least has done so with somebody else. So do it with me. It's super easy. Go to Google, type in Abhi Golhar, and get in touch. I'm here to answer your questions. And you know what? The Think Realty magazine is coming out, and I have to tell you about it. It is one of my favorite industry magazines to read. And make sure you go pick up a copy. You can do it at Barnes & Noble. And most importantly, it's also available at most 84 lumber stores. So make sure that you check it out. The other thing that is very, very noteworthy is that Friday, the 26th of January, is the last day for early bird pricing for the Think Realty Dallas Conference. I'm going to be there. All the Think Realty coaches are going to be there. I think Tom's going to be there. There are going to be so many industry experts, influencers, deal makers at this conference. You cannot miss it. And quite frankly, just come for me. Like, come for me. It's going to be great. Shake my hands. We'll do like a bunch of selfies and it'll be a good time. But I think the biggest thing here is to help enhance your real estate education background so that when you do go invest, you know exactly what you're doing. My guest today, and awesome Captain Awesome, Tom Olson, is on the line with us. Tom, you back?
In the house.
In the house. Absolutely. So before
I think people ought to come to Think Realty just to get a picture with Abhi.
Like
you want to set up a booth, like pictures with Abhi.
You know, so here's what's funny, right? I'm like 5'3", right? I'm like the shortest guy in the room. But then I have this big, like, life-size poster of me. But it's not even life-size. It's like a 200% taller and bigger in every single way. I'm, like, looking up to myself. I'm like, this is so not right. Like, somebody's got to help a brother out. I mean, I'm trying to be cool. But then if I have, like, a stud behind me who's me that's bigger, I mean, that's not fun, right? Like,
that's like the stud version of you. That's like, I think they're trying to help you though, Abhi. I think they're trying to help you look up to yourself.
I mean, all right, Captain Awesome, I'm going to believe what you say with that. So before the break, we were talking about this relationship, right? Like, investors need to have relationships with contractors to help them build their business, to help them be better investors. And if I'm an investor and I'm listening in, or if I'm somebody that's saying, okay, I'm going to get into the real estate business, but I don't know how I should be kind of looking for contractors, what I should say to a contractor to make them believe that I'm like a good person, what would you suggest for somebody like that?
I believe an investor ought to approach a contractor in any market. I don't care if it's up or down market, but I think they ought to approach them just like you would approach a banker or just like you would approach a lender. And I think that the mindset ought to be the same as well. Sometimes we think that they're just a spoke in our wheel. We think that we're going to hire a contractor and, hey, they work for me. And I'm like, well, at the same time, like, if you add value to that person and you let them know, hey, guess what? I am never going to, you're never going to need to go out and find work again. Because really, like, the biggest fear, you have to understand the fear of the contractor. The fear of the contractor is at some point I'm not going to have enough work, or I have to go out and market to get work. And as bad as contractors are at business, they're also equally as bad at marketing most of the time. So if you'll go and look at their pain points and try to find a way to help solve them, but then also make them better business people. So there are people now that I've trained, like contractors that I've trained, and they still do work for me way less than they do work for other people, and they stay with me because I taught them the business systems that I have in place in my businesses, and I've made them a better business person as well. I think a lot of times we think real estate is just, hey, flipping a deal. It's not. It's a business. And if you don't set up your own business first and foremost and have systems and processes and go through all that, like, you know, core value, all that stuff that people don't necessarily want to talk about, and figure out your purpose and go through all that stuff, you're not going to be able to help your contractor. So I think you have to do that first with yourself. Why are you doing this in the first place? Relay that to your contractors. Your contractors will jump on board just like a visionary of a company will say, hey, this is where we're going. I want you to follow me. Your contractors will jump on board as well. And they're part of your community. Bring them in. Something else that we do for our contractors, we show them up front. This is your payment process. Like you already said, like one of the fears also is not getting paid. You know, and to me, it's horrible. I think that real estate entrepreneurs that don't pay their contractors, I believe, like, ought to not be allowed to buy a house again or something. I just right. I think it's ridiculous.
Totally,
I think you
agree.
Have to be upfront, honest. It goes back to like the relationship side. You know, would you really treat your mother this way? And you should treat your contractor the same way that you would treat a lender. You wouldn't disrespect a lender because you want their money the next time, right? Well, why should you disrespect a contractor? Because then you're going to have to go hunt for another contractor the next time you need a project, which is good. Which I will tell you, it's just like hiring a new employee. It's going to cost you way more money and way more time than you want take. The other thing I'll say is upfront expectations. That is probably the most important piece of the whole thing. You need to make sure that upfront you're saying, this is exactly what I want, and this is the timeline I'd like to get it done. This is my payment process. You know, like for me, I don't do the whole half up front, half to half in the back end. Like, you know, it's kind of customary. I don't do that anymore. I've gotten burned too many times. If it's a brand new contractor for me, I only pay him $2,000 up front for a rehab on an average, you know, $30,000-$50,000 rehab. And once they're done with demo and they can prove that they can do something in the property, then I'll start giving them a weekly type draw. But I also separate everything into sections. So this week, this is supposed to get done. As long as everything is done in this week and you send me an invoice by Sunday, then you're going to get paid that Friday. I think if you yourself will set up your own processes and your own systems, you'll look more like a professional, know what you're doing, and they'll be able to trust you. Because at the end of the day, what's it all about, right? It's all about trust. So so if you're an investor looking for a contractor, I highly recommend thinking about those things, focusing on that piece, because down the road, if you're going to do 10 deals this year, or 20 deals this year, or 50 deals this year, you're going to need those people in your corner. I can just tell you that from experience. And, you know, I did 100 deals before I even became an investor. I did 100 deals in this realm as a contractor for the investor. And we were like best buddies, you know, really. Like, I would be like, hey, how's it going, Tom? This guy was from the South, and he just was like, hey, I'm like, we're a week behind, but we're working on it. We're trying to get it done.
Yeah.
And the guy would be like, okay, just let me know. You know, is there anything you need from me? And as a contractor, like, I knew if I needed work, all I needed to do was go find this guy another house. So I'm just giving you the perspective of the contractor, but I play on both sides of that now. I'm the contractor and the investor, and I can tell you it's still even hard when I'm doing both. So the easier we can make it and the stronger we can make those relationships, the better it's going
to
be.
Now, I love what you're saying. I mean, if I were to sum everything that you just said up in maybe 2 seconds, it would, for me, it means creating a community instead of being transaction based, right? It's like,
absolutely,
I want to make sure that you, Tom, as the contractor, and me as the investor, that you feel super comfortable. But it's not only on this one house, it's not only on this one job, it's with all the other people that I work with, my team, my acquisition team. Come into the office. It's going to be a good time, and that's the way that I want to make you feel. Thank you, Realty listeners. We're going to be right back. Still a lot of gold to cover with my buddy Tom Olson with Good Success. Check him out. Go to goodsuccess.com, the Olson Group. And if you have any questions for me, look me up online, or, quite frankly, just go to thinkrealty.com. It's where I live. It's where I make videos for you, and it's where I'm apparently looking my best. Check it out. See you in a second.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text on air to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com. Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the Secure Pay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and, you know, I was thinking about a few things during the break. I'm like, you know what? There's a reason constantly I get emails from folks saying, hey, you have the most beautiful face for radio. And the more that I think about that, I'm like, wait a minute. I do have a beautiful face for radio. So for those of you that commented and are emailing me saying that I have the perfect face for radio, well, you know what? I love you right back. My guest today is Tom Olson with Good Success and the Olson Group. He has a super cool podcast that I think you should absolutely listen to. He has a turnkey ebook that, one, you need to read, and he also has a mastermind that you should think about and consider attending. I want to get into a couple of those things, but first, Tom, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what your thoughts are on where the real estate market is headed. Question number one. Question number two, where you feel if you are an investor and if you're buying right now, how aggressive is your investment strategy? Are you buying at, say, 75, 80, 85% of market value? Or because the market is hot, are you still staying a little conservative? And then number three, where do you go to find the relationships that you need to be building so that you can create a successful real estate business and not create a job for yourself? I know those are three super loaded questions, but I think they're super important. So give me what you got, Tom.
Sure. So let's first of all go to where the market's at today. I actually did this at the last Inc. Realty event in Atlanta. I even talked about the real estate cycle, where we're at now, how to take advantage of it. I think we're definitely at a point right now where you don't really know. If you ask my personal opinion, I actually think that the new tax plan is going to be very, very good for business in general, which I think will actually flow through to real estate. I definitely think that there is some definite issues in the real estate market, especially with new construction, because they're building houses between $300,000 and $400,000, and that long-term can't sustain that type of new build in the marketplace unless people start making more money, which maybe the tax cuts will help, and then I can definitely see that can happen. And there's a lot of money coming from overseas flooding into America. What I will tell you is I don't know everything, and I admit that, but what I do is I try to check and see what everybody else is doing. And what I can tell you is that for the previous 50 years, Wall Street was not in real estate. They kind of ran from it. But today, Wall Street is in real estate. I know at least 8 hedge funds with at least $1 billion that are going to buy $1 billion worth of properties in the Southeast and in the Midwest in 2018. So, I mean, to me, I just look at that and I say, okay, either number one, they're super stupid, or number two, they know something I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I would tend to want to believe that they probably know something that I don't know, or they're seeing a trend, or they're seeing something by what they're studying that maybe some of us don't see. What I can tell you is we have a huge issue in real estate today with demand. There's way too much demand, mm-hmm. and not enough product. So we talk about this huge bubble that's a possibility, but I don't see how it can possibly be a bubble, because the one rule that always rules real estate is supply and demand. And I don't care how you slice it, supply and demand rules real estate. So I'll tell you, I do think that the super top end, you know, houses over $1 million, I think that's going to soften, and that's just my opinion. But I actually believe anything sub $200,000 has to stay strong for a long period of time. And if you ask me, the biggest opportunity today in real estate may be low-income housing. There's so many areas, especially in the Midwest, in Detroit and Cleveland and Gary, Indiana, right in my backyard, in St. Louis, where houses haven't even come back to 2006 numbers. I mean, in Gary, Indiana, for instance, houses were selling for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, and now they're still like, I mean, there's no retail market. I mean, you still can buy houses for $20,000. So these places rent for $700 or $800. Yes, is it a low-income, D-class neighborhood? Absolutely. But if you ask me in the next 3 years where the biggest pop in prices is going to be, it's going to be those CD markets. So if you're looking for appreciation, that's where I would look. I still always like the B-minus, C-plus areas for my own personal portfolio for rentals. I like a little bit more stability, a little less risk, and still very, very good returns. I mean, I'm still getting 10% cap rates and still selling 8 to 10% cap rates all day long to my investors with our turnkey properties in those B-minus, C-plus type of neighborhoods. So that's what I'm doing. If you're fixing and flipping, I really like the B-plus type of markets right now. Anything under $250,000 sells super fast. If you want to be in the top end market, that's a whole other ball game, and it's not really my expertise, so I'm not going to get into the million plus type flips.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, I agree with what you're saying about the million plus flips. I mean, it's you're starting to see now longer days on market. You're starting to see folks kind of say, well, I don't really know. And then it's a little bit of a tough proposition. Completely agree about the affordability factor for homes less than $150,000, $200,000. I know when I'm buying single family rentals, I'm not spending my all-in price acquisition and renovation. I'm not going above $108,000 to $110,000. You know, I want to see my 1.2 at minimum percent. That's my rent, right? So my all-in price, 1.2% of that is going to be my minimum monthly rent. As long as I can hit that, I'm a happy camper. How aggressive are you?
I will tell you one of the issues I'm running into right now, honestly, to just be vulnerable for the audience.
For sure.
I'm a turnkey provider, but the problem is yes, I try to give my investors those great returns. So a house that in my market that I normally sell to a turnkey buyer for $110,000, it normally rents between $1,200 and $1,300 in my market. The problem is, in order for me to give the same returns I've been giving, I got to stay at that $110,000. But the retail market in that same house right now is $130,000. So I think that's going to be a trend in 2018 because of the supply and demand on the retail side. And I think there's so many turnkey buyers and hedge funds trying to buy rentals right now that I don't know what's going to happen there, but that's just something to pay attention to.
Got it. So are you then suggesting that we readjust the 1.2 or the 2% rental rule and say go to
1%? No, I'm not saying that at all. Like I never want to tell an investor you need to take less money.
Oh, for sure.
All I'm saying is that I'm from the provider standpoint, it's going to be an issue because, you know, like we just readjusted our numbers this year, how many turnkeys we want to do, how many active turnkeys we do when we actually do the BRRRR strategy for our investor, how many wholesales we wanted to do, how many fix and flips we wanted to do. And we really raised our fix and flip number, not because I don't want to service all my awesome investors that I have out there, but just because, like, it's very hard for me to say I'm going to sell this tube for $110,000 and I can put it on the market and it'll sell in a weekend for $130,000.
Ah, that makes sense. And then you've also written an ebook that goes into the depths of active turnkey. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. I just recommend investors out there go out and, again, you'd have to create a relationship with somebody that can help you find a house, help you rehab the house, and that will help you manage the house in the back end. And you're buying it wholesale, so you're buying it up front at a cash wholesale price. What I try to do is, for my investors, I try to keep them in under 80% loan-to-value. So that same $130,000 house, I try to keep them all in like right around $100,000 purchase plus repairs. You know, I help them buy the house. I you know, basically handhold them with the closing. All they got to do is wire the money and sign the docs. We do the construction, and then they have to take, you know, the initiative to go to the bank and get it refinanced and pull out most of their money. Gone are the days where you can pull out all your money and just keep recycling it. But I think you can pull out most of your money. It's a better deal for the investor. There's a little more risk, absolutely, because like what happens if there's a $20,000, you know, extra fix that you don't know, which does happen. But at the end of the day, if somebody were to do 100 properties that way versus 100 properties just buying them turnkey, I think they'll be into it like at least 15, 20% less than they would have been into it. And at the end of the day, their ROI is way more.
Smart
words.
That's
what the active turnkey is. And I do that program for, we sold about 80 active turnkeys last year where we wholesale the property to somebody, we did the rehab for them, and we manage it for them on the back end. So I wrote a book about that. And it's basically the buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat system.
Well, I'll tell you what, Captain Awesome, it's been super, super cool having you on the show. Thank you very much for stopping by, Tom. And for you Think Realty listeners, check it out. Go to goodsuccess.com. Tom has a mastermind that's coming up in early February. Check it out. Again, goodsuccess.com. Think Realty has an event. There's so much stuff happening in February. You gotta get to it. Come out, shake my hand, take some selfies with my oversized picture of me. In Dallas. That's February 24th through the 26th. Come check us out. Go to thinkrealty.com. Punch in the code ABHI, A-B-H-I, when you sign up, and I will see you there. You got questions for me? Look me up online anywhere. I'm here to help you dominate your real estate investing world. See you next time.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Biz Talk Radio.